You know, it's never a good time to ask for an increase in prices, but, you know, it's one of those things that we need to continue to invest in the long-term reliability of our energy infrastructure.
Gulf Power spokesman Rick Delahaya. If the PSC approves the hike, residential customers would pay an extra 10% or about $14. Average power bills would go from $144 to $158 per month.
For customers who want to conserve energy, Gulf Power offers our customers a lot of different programs, different rate options, energy audits, energy select. So we will help customers find those extra pennies to help them conserve on energy and their bills.
Delahaya says they map out the energy needs of their service area from the Alabama state line east of the Big Bend as far as 30 to 40 years into the future. This increase would go toward upgrading their energy grid.
Power lines, poles, infrastructure, smart meters, things like that. That's really going to keep up with technology and continue to improve our customers' reliability so that when they go to flip on the switch, they know that they're going to have energy.
When the PSC held a public hearing on the proposal in Pensacola in January, most of the speakers were against it. Among them, Christian Wagley, executive director of the group 350 Pensacola.
We work on issues related to clean energy and climate change. What we see in this proposed rate increase is it would really set us backwards on all the progress we've made in recent decades to reduce energy use in our buildings, in our homes, in our economy.
Wagley argues that the rate structure containing the increase would actually encourage customers to use more energy by discounting them and putting a higher base rate charge on those who use less. The hardest hit, Wagley contends, would be low-income residents.
Our experience has been so many low-income residents really work hard to reduce the amount of electricity that they use by changing their thermostat setting and turning off lights when they leave the room. This would negate a lot of that because it would impose that very high fixed rate charge on the front end.
Another area for concern for 350 Pensacola is the environmental impact of producing and using more electricity.
So most of our electricity is being produced, over 90% here locally, from fossil fuels, coal and natural gas. You know, our nation is really undergoing this incredible transformation right now to clean sources of energy, mainly from wind and sun. And this rate increase proposal would actually slow that progress.
Steve Smith with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, another rate hike opponent, told the PSC in Pensacola that Gulf Power could raise the needed funds without a rate hike.
Do what they've always done in the last 90 years. If they need to increase the rates a little bit, they can do it. And customers who need to then manage by becoming more energy efficient or more thrifty will have the option to do that. But if you remove that option, that ties the hand of customers and it's unfair to ratepayers.
Besides the $107 million rate hike, Gulf Power's Rick Delahaya says they're also seeking permission from the PSC to restructure their rate schedule.
We're proposing a new residential pricing package that will really better align our costs and offer our customers better monthly bill stability and more pricing options. Our happiest customers, we know this through our research, that they're the happiest when they can figure out what their bill is going to be every month.
Delahaya also notes that the restructuring, if approved, would not generate any extra revenue for the utility. After Monday's hearing, Gulf Power is expecting to hear the PSC's decision on the rate increase in May. If it's approved, it would take effect July 1st. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.